From VOA, Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. The Internet plays a big part in human life. We use it for work and entertainment. We can find new recipes on the Internet or advice on staying healthy. We can even use it to learn a new language. We use the Internet to connect with family and friends and stay in touch with issues we care about. The list goes on and on. As far as the Internet being a part of our lives, well, that train has left the station. That expression means there is no going back. If you prefer boating, you can say that ship has sailed. So there may be no going back to an Internet-free life. But can using the Internet too much be bad for our health? It might be, say researchers. A new study finds that heavy internet use may be connected to high blood pressure in an unlikely group, teenagers. The study results show that teens who spend at least 14 hours a week online were more likely to have high blood pressure. High blood pressure makes your heart and blood vessels work too hard. Over time, this extra strain increases your risk of a heart attack or stroke. High blood pressure can also cause heart and kidney disease. It is also closely linked to some forms of dementia, a brain disease. Dementia is marked by memory disorders, personality changes, and a reduced ability to reason. The Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, Michigan, did the study. It involved 335 young people from 14 to 17 years old. 134 of the teens were described as heavy internet users. Researchers found that out of these 134 teens, 26 had high blood pressure. The researchers say the study is the first to connect heavy web use and high blood pressure. Other research has connected heavy internet use with health problems, including anxiety, depression, and obesity. The lead researcher of the study is Andrea Cassidy Bushrow. In a statement, she said, "Using the internet is part of our daily life, but it shouldn't consume us." For the purpose of the study, she explains, teens considered heavy internet users were online, on average, 25 hours a week. Ms. Cassidy Bushrow adds that it is important for teens to take regular breaks from their computers or smartphones, and to do some kind of physical activity. She also suggests that parents limit their children's use of the internet to 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 70 million, or 29%, of American adults have high blood pressure. Just more than half of those people have taken steps to control it. The CDC estimates that high blood pressure costs the United States $46 billion each year. This study was published in the Journal of School Nursing. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.